Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, our next guest has recently returned from participating at the Marrakesh International Storytelling Festival 2025, in which she and her fellow storytellers set a new Guinness World Record. Maria Gillan, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I'm in the pink. I'm having a great old time since I came back from Marrakesh. Today I was making stories with sixth class. So they're going from being big fish, or from being small, big fish now, to being small fish again next year. And we were just looking at paradigm shift and all of that through the lens of story. So every day is different. Every day is wonderful, and I'm loving my work as Shanachie Kirky, as the storyteller from Cork.
And in the Guinness Book of Records as well, Maria.
Absolutely. So we were thrilled with that. I was the banattee for the Irish-American session, and this is our third festival with Marrakesh. So there was 100 storytellers from all over the world, and 6% of them from our tiny island.
Wow.
Because we had six tellers, yeah. So that was amazing, you know, that there were so many Irish tellers telling. And about the same again from America. But look at us on the map. Look how tiny we are compared to America, you know.
Yes, we never stop talking, do we, Maria? That's as simple as that. How did you get involved? How did you start this?
So remember when we were all locked down and locked in by the horrible lurgy?
Yeah.
You know, so that was 3 days before St. Patrick's Day. And suddenly all of the Irish storytellers, our work had gone into the mist. You know, and we were thinking, oh my God, what are we going to do now? And before that had happened, we would have said that it was an oral art and that you couldn't really bring it online and it wouldn't be the same. And it's not the same, but whoa, was it connecting? So we had a session for St. Patrick's Day. None of us knew how to get online or anything. We were all brand new to Zoom. Remember those?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we had a session and we thought it might last an hour. But suddenly there was people coming in from all over the world. And we realised that it rubbed out borders and that, you know, kind of nations that mightn't necessarily get on with one another were suddenly in virtual Ireland telling stories and singing songs. And one of those people was the artistic director for the Marrakesh International Storytelling Festival, a man called John Rowe. He's based in the UK, but he runs this festival. And he just got to know all of us and invited us along. We were telling stories for people all through the COVID times. So we'd get online and offer the Irish stories. And of course, there's stories being offered in from France and Germany and Italy as well, you know. So so we kind of became friends in the virtual world first.
Right.
And then got involved in this festival. And in Marrakesh, they have a 2,000-year unbroken tradition of telling stories in Jael Fana. Very like Ireland, because, you know, everyone in Ireland is a storyteller. You know, I remember PBS was coming through Cork with me at one stage and people were stopping them and saying, who are you? And by the way, did you know there's salt and butter because of Ireland? And, you know, they love telling stories.
Yes.
So, you know, and they would have noticed the difference. So PBS said it's not like that in America, but it's definitely like that over here.
Right.
You know?
And Marrakesh, you say it's 2,000 years unbroken run of storytelling, mm-hmm. but it had fallen into kind of, it wasn't quite as famous as it once was. And then but it's kind of coming back, isn't it?
Exactly. It's kind of like how the storytellers of Ireland felt about storytelling up to quite recently, that, you know, you had the older generation holding on to the stories. And if an oral teller dies, it's like a library burns
down. Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and they had master storytellers that have stories that once they were gone, you'd never hear them again. So we are very lucky that we, for example, have Eamon Kelly. On, you know, we can look back at him telling stories in the 1950s, and we have dukish.ie. I mean, of all the nations in the world, we're so lucky with that, because these are stories that school children would have written more than 100 years ago now, you know. So
oh,
for
right.
us to have that, that's such a gift. So I would say to all the listeners, put in your postcode into dukish.ie and see what story came from your area 100
oh, wow.
years ago.
That absolutely sounds amazing.
Amazing.
God.
Yeah.
And listen,
what was
it like in Marrakesh standing up to do this?
So normally my storytelling session, the Irish American session, is in a beautiful Riyadh, like a palace, you know.
Yeah.
But this year they said we really want the Irish American session to be part of going for Guinness, which was amazing because not all of the countries got that honour, and we were first on, you know. So the worry was that Giles Fanau was behind us. And to give you context, it's about as big as the city of Cork, as our city centre,
yeah.
you know. So there was this big, massive square behind us. There was a huge picture of the king because he supports this festival, you know. And then we had to stand on what was like a soapbox with lights in it.
Right.
And tell with the background of the square behind us. So we were also really lucky that it came at the magical twilight of Marrakesh because the light was amazing when we were telling the stories. And then when it got dark, we kind of moved towards the tent. We
right.
were at the mouth of the tent then. The tent looked like the Arabian Nights to Irish eyes. We were like, oh my God, look at this. This is incredible. So it was no small thing. It was like full of Arabian carpets and there was little gold tables in there. There was a sound system and we had to hold a microphone. So mostly storytellers like to use their hands.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had to get used to being able to tell into the microphone. And then the Guinness rules were very strict. So, for example, I couldn't wax on as Banati the way I would normally have done in previous years. I could only say the name of the person, the country that they were from, and then they had to tell their story.
Okay, okay. It's like the Oscars. You can't go on and on. You have to just get the person
exactly.
on stage.
Can you imagine telling storytellers that?
Yes.
Right, that's it. Now you're telling them they're up.
Yeah, no, you know? I can't. I can't for a second.
Yeah. So that was difficult. And then, of course, we have the five genres of stories that are made famous in Ireland. So we had the 3,000-year myths and legends.
Yeah.
We had the stories of our stones, you know. So we had storytellers from all over Ireland telling stories from their place, you know. And we're very fond of our history stories.
Of course.
And then there would have been the stories of the diaspora, because a lot of people had to leave Ireland against their will in the past and they send the stories back. So I tell stories for Colette Travel, for example, who are the oldest travel agency in the world. And people come to me with the stories of their grandparents and their great-grandparents who went to America and how they survived. So I retell those stories. Those are stories of the diaspora.
Right.
The Banfasa stories, which are the Y stories. And then a very important genre of stories is the co-created stories, especially now, because for the first time in living memory, we have immigration into
yeah.
Ireland. So people are bringing their stories. So we're using the traditional techniques of threading and weaving. So we pull the threads from the people, you know,
very
kind of
good.
What kind of qualities
yeah.
are in your character. And then we weave them together as storytellers and we tell those.
Wow.
So one of the really popular stories between us and Marrakesh is a story I made with secondary school students. And it's called Ishka, which is an Irish word meaning
yeah.
water, and the Jinn, which is a Marrakesh word meaning the devil. So, of course, in Ireland, it means alcohol. But
yes.
over there, it means the devil, you know. And it's a beautiful story that I pulled the threads from the young people and then we wove this story. And it's become one of the most asked for stories here in Ireland, but also in Marrakesh.
My God.
So it's lovely to make the co-created stories as
so
well.
So good. I have to say, Maria, when I was introducing you and I saw a storyteller, I knew if I just ask you one question, I'll be able to just let you go. And that is
very true.
Proved to be the case, Maria. Listen, congratulations again on that and to be part of in setting a Guinness World Records. Not every day you get to do that, Maria. So congratulations.
That's it. And I just want to kind of say thank you very much to our umbrella organisation, which is Storytellers of Ireland. And there was many storytellers from Storytellers of Ireland over there. And also to our fantastic ambassador, James McIntyre, who really backs us when we go to Marrakesh. So he's based there in Rabat. And he sent the consulate Teresa Sweeney and Noor El Houd down. So we had consular presence, which was very, you know, very important to us. And we were delighted to wave the green and the gold.
Great stuff.
Over there.
Great. Thanks, Maria. I'm taking the microphone from you now. Thanks for joining us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.